Show. South Alabama's 60 dB Blowtorch. Bossman in the BAM. WBOSS. Bossman Radio.
Historic Bruton, Alabama. It's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good morning and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors, Peach Chevrolet, and BMP. Good crowd in first thing this morning. Lisa Hart, Daniel Smith already in. Good morning, guys. Josh Godwin in as well. Rebecca Whitfield in. Good morning, buddy. Rodney Williamson in. The Booker's in. Good morning, Booker. Jason Bossman Thomas in also. Good morning, Jason. Wheezy Joyner in. Ryan McGraw, Jesse James, hope Kinsley's doing better. I saw the picture, looks like she is. Kathy Tolan in, good morning, Kathy. Butch in as well. And welcome to Drive Time. And Ken, we got to start off with the most important stuff. Kinsley took a tumble last night.
Yes, she did.
I saw it, broke my heart, seeing that the baby's face. And I did see a picture this morning that Jesse James posted. It looks like she's bouncing back.
Yeah. She's resilient that way. But maybe it'll teach her to quit running through the house.
James Gaines, she's a tough one.
She's tough. So I just hope it, like I said, maybe it'll teach her to quit running through the house like that. That ceramic tile is kind of unforgiving.
Yeah.
It's not like being out in the grass.
No, you're not going to just walk away from that one unscathed.
No, that one's going to leave a mark. So, get well soon down there, Kinsley, and good morning to you, and good morning, Jesse J, and I tell you what, good crew in here this morning, DJ. Good crew. Wade Winstead, Tracy Miller, Sarah Williamson, Sherry Weaver, Coach Edge, Brent Collins. Good morning, Brent. JP.
The coach.
There he is. And good morning from the satellite office. Well, it was that Saturday night.
Yes, it was. Worked out well. Good morning, Rhett Joyner. Good morning, Greg Fleming, and welcome one, welcome all to Drive Time. Of course, Ken, it goes without saying, clue number two released last night. I've already got several eyewitness reports that people are out and about scavenging the landscape, trying to find the loot, which is up to $2,100 as we speak, along with a cheesecake and a dozen cake pops. So somebody's going to find that. I know clue number two has everybody going in a different direction, but it's been a lot of fun to follow it. And any idea what has to happen for another clue to be released, Ken? Or are you going to tip your hand at that point?
Well, I think that clue last night was one of substance and one of, I think it answered, in my opinion, it answered a couple questions.
It did.
I mean, there may be some other differing opinions on that, but in my opinion, it answered a few questions.
I can tell you, after the first clue, I was thinking one way, one area. And then after the clue last night, I've gotten done a complete 360. I'm thinking something completely different now. I'm not going to share it here, but you definitely threw me for a U-turn yet last night.
MC in this morning. Good morning, MC. Manasco, Daniel Tate in, and Holly Shirley. Good morning, Holly. Lily Jones, good morning. Stephanie Dalhite, Dylan Etheridge.
One of my guys. The Blade's in also.
Blade, oh, good morning, Blade. Jennifer Smith in as well. Travis Glidden. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning, Travis.
So, honestly, the last little line there, I think kind of messed some people up, or at least that's the messages that I got about the park situation.
I guess depending on how you read it, and I don't know how many different ways you can interpret it, but you almost took it out of the parks last night. That's the way I read it.
Yeah,
maybe not.
I mean, it said what it said.
It said what it said. Ken's a big thinker, and that's all I can tell you guys. If you're trying to piece the puzzle together, Ken is a big thinker. So kind of factor that in as you're trying to interpret and decipher the clues. Maybe that'll help you on your search for the 2100 And I don't think it's going to stop there.
And we want you to find it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get found.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want anybody to think that we don't want, that we don't want it found, because we certainly do want it found. We want the money, the prize package, $2,100 plus a Chef Adam cheesecake plus a dozen cake pops. And, we can't wait for somebody to find it. Boss man, look at boss man coming in. And I'll yes, tell you sir. What, we need to make a shout out to those guys. I'll tell you,
they're 18-19-0, whatever it is, a great baseball team. Coach Coy Campbell's done a great job with the Blue Eagles at this point. Look forward to following them the rest of the way. But they have certainly had an outstanding season.
Yes, they have. Trevor Youngblood, good morning to you.
Guess who I'm having lunch with today?
Who?
Trevor Youngblood. I hadn't had lunch with Trevor Youngblood since second lunch at high school about 30 years ago. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Good morning, Reverend Blue.
He is a Cobra Kai, but I am going to break bread with him.
Emily Douglas, good morning. And there's Larry Murphy. Austin Egerton in. Jay Will.
Jay Will's in the house.
Heather Murphy Cook in.
Good morning, Reverend Blue.
With donuts.
My man. We are going to have a reunion today.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think there was some interaction between Danielson and the Cobra Kais.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. So I've watched that trailer now about four or five times. Sugar and cash, win-win. That's right, Ryan. that's everybody wins with that. Good morning, Carol. Ronnie Baggett, good morning to you. I've watched that trailer back probably three or four or five times. Good morning, Mother. Mother good in morning. This morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Patty White in. Good morning, Patty. So I've watched that trailer three or four times, and I'm maybe you can answer this. Maybe you've looked into it and studied it as well. But where is the guy? Where is the guy, the Joe Piscopo type character? You know, the guy that was the head of the Cobra Kai dojo.
Oh yeah,
is he a part of this new movement, whatever you want to call it?
Well, you know, in one of those Karate Kids, he and Miyagi were getting ready to mix it up out in the parking lot, and he sliced his hands through a couple of windshields and got himself cut up pretty good. And he's disappeared since then. So to answer your question, I don't know where he is. But Miyagi-Go did some mental damage on him, I think, in Karate Kid 2, maybe. Or maybe it was 3.
Oh, Miyagi ended up tearing him up.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But I was just curious because he played such a pivotal role in those movies.
Yeah.
I didn't know if maybe he was not going to be part of this new deal or just what. Yes, it is. It could be in Escambia County. It could.
Not Alabama, necessarily.
Right. I mean, I have said, from Jay to Monroeville, from Atmore to Evergreen. And I've said that now many times.
Good morning, Cindy Fleming. Good morning, Miss Lisenby. And the birthday girl in with us, Judy Crane. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Judy.
Happy birthday.
And happy birthday to you.
Several big birthdays today for people that follow the program. Trent Davison, our friend Trent Davison, has a birthday today. Alan Cook has a birthday today. Sandy English has a birthday today. And Miss Roch, Jane Roch, all having birthdays. So happy birthday to each of all of y'all. Sammy Thomas also.
Yeah, happy birthday from
Friends of Drive here. Time.
Drive Time.
Yeah.
That's
Judy knows what she wants for her birthday, by the way.
What does she want?
She wants to find the money.
Happy birthday! Well,
That would be a nice little pickup on your birthday.
Yeah, I'd probably go pretty good.
$2,100 once again. The pot started off at $1,000. All our friends Jesse Rigby from James Brothers put in some extra money. Wheezy Joyner with Safety and Security Consultants added as well. Winston Lindsay there at Timberline Homes. Larry Murphy at Camp 31. Josh Godwin with the Popeyes and David's Catfish. D Powell, Reed Joyner, Hayes Wood, Tony Burnham, and Heath Jackson. All chipping in to get it up to $2,100.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
Good morning, sister. Whitney in this morning. Connie B. Good morning, Connie. Miss Debbie Etheridge. Good morning, Debbie.
Miyagi-Go Karate. David Padgett in the house.
There's Super Dave.
Super Dave.
In the house. Hal Whitman in the house.
Jay Will's got a crowd this morning. Good morning to all the guys, Jay Will. Hope it goes y'all's way.
Yeah, me too. Mike Cantrell, good morning, Mike. Hope Kai's knee's feeling better down there this morning. So, Susan Rhodes, one of the hardest working people that we know, period. Yeah, we will do that, boss man. We certainly will do that.
Sensei Spikes.
There he is.
In.
There he is. Good morning, Sensei. My question is this for Sensei Spikes. What would he be?
Good morning, Ladon.
Is he Cobra Kai?
Sensei?
Or is he kind of in the middle?
Ladon, not, good morning, Ladon. He is not Cobra Kai, but he is kind of a... He would be more like with the sister organization. If you shift your focus to the movie Dodgeball, he would kind of be over the Purple Cobras with Laser and Blade and Blazer.
Answer to that question, JT, is there is no answer to that question. When clues come out, they'll come out. So, but trust me, everybody will get their money. Whoever wins it, they'll get their money. Good morning, Kinsley. Again, glad to see you're feeling better. There's Aunt B.
Aunt B in from Choctahatchee Bay.
Wonder what's going on down there on the on that side of the dock of the bay this morning.
Toro's Spanish Fort with a big road trip today going to Birmingham. Play wow. Hoover. That will be a colossal matchup. Ooh. That's two heavyweights.
Yes, it is.
Certainly hope you guys have safe travels. Wish you well in your game and look forward to seeing how that plays out. Once again, for the third time, JoJo Booker set to start tonight down in Mobile against the University of New Orleans, weather permitting. Hopefully, fingers crossed, he'll get his opportunity finally. Collegiate debut on the mound, and wish him well. And of course, I look forward to how that goes for him, and we'll certainly follow that. But good luck, JoJo.
Good luck, JoJo. Roger Templeton, good morning to you. Danny Parker, good morning to you. Danny had a good day fishing yesterday.
Coach filled up the cooler, and I like this comment. Did you see it?
I did.
But if you want to take care of your former coach, go put him on a mess of fish. That's or right. A big buck or cover a quail.
That's right.
But
that's right. Good morning, Action.
That's not the first time Coach Parker's filled up the ice chest with fish.
No. Good morning, Donna. No, Coach Parker's known to fill the ice chest up, but he had some nice-looking fish in that ice chest yesterday. Real nice looking. So, don't know the hole, don't know where they went, but, if you want to put it out here, we'd be glad to go test it for you and let you know when they start biting again, Coach.
Good morning, Donna.
And, but yeah, I saw last night where, somebody had posted, I can't remember, about, the W.S. Neal, baseball team being, I think it was 17-0, 18-0, one of the, somewhere in there, and that's a pretty good feat. Do you remember Miss Toy Young?
I do. I sure do.
I remember.
Good morning, Keith.
Yeah. Nicole Yoder, good morning to you. Keith Lisby, cousin, what's going on, Keith? Old Save.
Tell you what, when the James gang rolls into full force, we've already seen about a dozen thing this morning.
I'm not going to lie to you. That one's on...
On the other side.
The other side.
Okay.
That one's on the mother side, the Emmons side of the family. So,
Pam Jam.
Yeah. look at Jay Will. Travis Glidden would outfish them all. Well, I'll tell you what. I have actually been in a tournament where I was fishing against Travis. I had two men in my boat, me and another guy. Travis was the only man in the tournament that had one man in the boat. And guess what? He won it.
Surprised.
Look at Coach Parker.
Look at Coach. Good morning, Freddie.
I tell you, I have to kill you. Well, hey, that's all right, Coach. We understand. Good morning, Megan Madden.
17-0.
Freddie Whitfield. I think Megan may be watching from South Florida or kind of down towards South Florida. But good morning to you, Megan. Rebecca Jernigan in. Look at that. 17-0. 9 o'clock against Pleasant Home and 3 against Greenville in Op. Tim Madden, good morning to you. Kevin Douglas, good morning.
Freddie sent me a little private message. Freddie Whitfield sent me a little private message on Messenger last night, and it was a video of a hamburger with a donut as a bun.
Freddie is a kinfolk too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Do it, Freddie. Good man. He's a known Freddie for a long time. He's a good man.
He's a great man. That's no joke. Travis won the tournament. There was 30 boats in that tournament.
He can do it.
And he won by himself, no less. So, but the problem with Travis is he'll wait till everybody's gone before he leaves to go get us on a spot. So you're not going to follow him.
Not going to follow.
And number two, if he does leave out before you, you're still not going to follow him because I don't know many people that's going to go 100 miles an hour in a boat.
Good morning, Renee. Good morning, Molly. Tim Madden.
Hey, Molly, good morning to you. Miss you as well. Tim Madden, that's right. Look at the J-Wheel. J-Wheel trying to get them brownie points
smart
right
man.
Now.
J-Wheel smart man.
He's trying to get those brownie points.
He's trying to get that sausage and cheesy cornbread is what he's trying to get.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I hate I missed that the other day.
I tell you, man. I'm not.
I'm glad you brought that up. I text you last night the menu from
the new
Burger Shack.
You did.
Well, as luck would have it, she is coming on drive time.
This morning?
Well,
not
this morning.
Okay.
She is coming on drive time and she's going to bring us some of those, some of those hamburgers to try or some of that food. And as I understand, and this is Chef Adam telling me this, it's fantastic. So did Stephanie, his wife. Said it was fantastic.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. So good morning, Monica Graydon in this morning. And, I'm looking forward to that. Did you read that menu?
I did.
I'll tell you what, man.
A lot of tasty treats.
Reminded me of the 10 Cal.
Yeah.
I mean, where all those different hamburgers and things like that. I mean, listen, if you don't know where the new Burger Shack is, it's where the old Sonic was for all those old school brooding people. The old Donut Delight. It's been a few things. I can tell you with the menu they have down there, with this burger joint, it's going to be around for a while. Travis is old school there, Coach Parker. I agree with that.
Good morning, Tammy Fontaine.
Oh, she's coming Tuesday morning at 8:30.
Great. Look forward to having her here.
Yes. Yes.
Morning, Kim.
Travis doesn't think there is anything as a boat that goes too fast.
You know, there's always that guy. And I knew it would be this one. You see where JT is now having like a personal conversation on the thread?
I do.
Get a room, man.
I do.
Go get a room.
I do. Tiffany White, good morning to you. Roger Chapman.
Morning, Commander.
Good morning, Roger. Kimberly Headley Flores in this morning. Neighbor, good morning to you, Kim. 10 Cal Sushi Burger. I hear you, Sarah.
Good morning, Jeff Booker.
That's a fact right there, Jay Will. You better bring your lunch if you're going fishing with Trav. And your helmet. Let me tell you this story. When you get in a boat with somebody, and the first thing they do is hand you a helmet.
No, I'm out. I'm
tell you what
I'm
you need
jumping
to
right
do.
Back out.
You need to have more sense and get out
then.
Because at that point, that means that things are about to take off in a direction that you may or may not like.
I may not like. There's no bait to it. I'm out. That's not what I'm looking for.
I mean, when you get to the back of Miffin and you say, look here, if you pull up over there to the bank, I'll find a way to walk back through the delta and get back to the truck.
Yes. Okay?
I mean.
I'm out on that.
Yeah.
Good morning, Margaret. Good morning, Miss Mitchell.
Yeah. I mean, just crazy. But there's Margaret in. That's right. Miss Patty, good morning to you. And glad to see y'all in there this morning, bright and early. Another kind of overcast day, DJ.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I was kind of hoping that we would get a little sunshine, especially for JoJo. You know, I certainly hope that this weather holds out.
You know, he's going to be facing, weather permitting, New Orleans. Good school. It'll be a challenge for him. And
sure,
for those that have watched JoJo down through the years and watched him perform on the mound, if history holds, if they don't get to him in the first two innings,
it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
When he breaks a sweat and gets lathered up pretty good,
it's on.
He goes to another level. So
Jeremy Padgett in. Good morning, Jeremy.
That'll be fun to watch.
Kelly Bagwell Smith. Good morning to you, Kelly. Good to see you this morning.
Brady, get him out of here.
Hey, we don't care.
Oh.
That's what it's about.
Good morning, Kelly. Megan Parker in. Good morning, Megan.
Yeah. Hello, Megan. Good morning to you. So you don't know if the guy's in it or not in it. The guy from the first two or three Karate Kids.
I don't know. Yeah.
I've been waiting on him to drop like trailer number two, and they just haven't done it yet. And I'm like really.
They're releasing the movie when? In May?
I think it's May. Yes. But I have read that they say the third time's a charm. That's right, Book.
We hope so, Book.
We hope so. But I've read where they're going to be two or three more trailers.
Okay.
Coming out. So I'm looking forward to the trailers.
Well, I think the first trailer has been well received. I've watched it four or five times and get amped up.
Have you seen me
looking for the next one?
How many views this had?
I did not pay attention to that.
Like 14 million views.
Yeah.
Lisa Atkinson in. Good morning, Miss Lisa, neighbor.
I think Rob's going to be on with us tomorrow.
Oh, is he coming in tomorrow?
I think he is. I talked to him yesterday. I actually texted him yesterday. And of course, he has the BCC race coming on. And I think he's going to come share some information with us tomorrow.
So listen, I told you I went to check one of those out a few years back.
Yeah.
But so I was pulled up some videos on YouTube of some of those runs. And I want to tell you something. Look at there. The man, the myth, the legend.
There he is, Brian Gray.
Brian Gray himself.
Morning, Brian.
What's going on, Brian?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I need to get Brian to come in and sit down with us and talk healthy living and working out and all this.
He doesn't.
Oh, man. He's religious with it. But, yeah, so I've watched some of those videos on YouTube with the whole, kind of mud run things. I'm going to tell you what, buddy, you better bow up. You better be ready. And I'm not saying that they don't have divisions where you can just kind of, hike it, walk it, whatever. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying like the serious people that show up for that thing, they are serious about that.
Well, I told you I was down there with him last Friday at O'Bannon.
You did, yeah.
And he was kind of trying to point out some things and lay some things out of how the course was going to be designed. And you're right. I do think there are opportunities for those that are not looking to compete at the professional level. There's going to be an alternate route that you can take to get around some of the obstacles, but he's going to have some natural obstacles in place. They're making some as we speak. They have some cutting equipment down there, but it's going to be a challenge. I'm really looking forward to that. I've never been to one of those, obviously. I'm looking forward to checking that one out, but I'm looking most forward to having Rob come in and talk about it.
You see Jesse Jay wanting to be funny, so we both could use some tips and knowledge on healthy living.
Oh, I got the water right here, Jesse.
I mean,
it all starts and stops with water.
DJ has been on a gluten-free diet now for, I know, a year. So 8 months?
Yeah, about that.
So
and you can see the results.
I mean, I don't...
Never felt better in my life.
And you see how healthy that I eat. When I eat very healthy. I'm a turkey sandwich lover.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, turkey sandwich is the way to go. But I'm always willing to listen to some healthy eating and living advice. I'm good with it. How about you? Sensei's giving us some. So what is Coach Parker saying right here?
Talk about getting the headgear for the boat ride.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Coach Parker, I'm not lying about it. When the gun goes off, the old school Travis Glidden's and Phillip Holmes and LaVon White's and that whole bunch. It was gone.
One of my guys, Timothy McDonald, in. Good morning, Timothy. Hope everything's going your way on this Tuesday morning.
Those Cokes are energy drinks, I'll have you know.
Thank you, JT. I feel great.
Yeah.
Matt Sasser.
Matt.
We had Matt on the premises yesterday.
Down in the driver's seat. What's up, Matt?
We'll get him another time.
Come on, man. Thought you was going to come in and sit down and drop some of that knowledge on us that only a Matt Sasser can do. By the way, how's your father? I hadn't seen Mark in him. I mean, it's been ages.
You know, when I think about Matt.
And I love Mark Sasser. He's a great guy.
Thank you, Kathy. Love you. Matt Sasser, when I think about Matt, the first thing that always comes to my mind is, obviously, I've watched 1,000 baseball games in my life, if not tens of thousands. A lot of bad hops. That's a part of it. You've seen people take them in the chest. You've seen people take them in the face or whatnot, sometimes in other areas that are not pleasing also.
Right.
Matt Sasser had one of the most horrific bad hops in the history of baseball.
Butch, that's what she calls everything, be it Pepsi, be it Dr. Pepper, be it whatever. It's all Coke to her. I'm not joking. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I mean, that's, you know, old school Pepsi is in the refrigerator right now, I can assure you. Matter of fact, I'll go home and take a video and show you. So,
brother's in, Joshua James also.
Good morning, brother.
Matt Sasser had a horrific bad hop, took it in the face, broke multiple bones there around his eyes. That was a bad one.
Wow. And
I know he remembers it.
Yeah. Wow.
I think he was a junior.
Donna Weaver says that she's still waiting on Beckham.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah. Did he just walk? Was that Donnie just walked through?
No, that was Tori. There she is.
There she
Good
is.
Morning, Debbie.
Debbie Burkhart.
She thought we were giving the cold shoulder yesterday. She came in a little late. Debbie's my favorite lifeguard of all time.
Mountain Dew Ice. Get on board. That's right.
Do you remember the movie Sandlot?
Of course.
When Squints pulled the prank at the pool?
Yes.
From Wendy Pepperhorse?
Yes.
We had contemplated doing that with Debbie. None of us had the guts that Squints had.
Well, I don't blame you. There's Hazel Ann. Tyler Joyner pitching this weekend. I think... Did you put that out earlier in the week? Yeah, mm-hmm. He's pitching this week. Tyler, another great one of our great ones. Great ones from this community as well. Good morning, Miss Susan. Susan Jennings in this morning.
Good morning, Susan. Hazelwood in. Good morning, Hazel.
Hazel in. Hazel, you still in New York? If you are, make sure you don't take that wrong turn on 5th Street. And I don't know any street up there, so I'm just making them up. But, you know, he said yesterday he made an errand turn. E-R-I-N, turn. But he said he was driving, so I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt on that. So, you know, anyway. Miss Lisa Tindall, good morning to you, Miss Lisa.
Good morning, Shirley Miller.
Yeah.
Monica Segrist in as well. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Monica. But, so let's get back to the, let's get back to the Dash for Cash for a little
Dash
bit.
Dash for Cash, 2,100 strong.
So I was, you know, debated on waiting whether or not to put that clue out this morning on the show. But I said, nah, you know, I mean, we almost got to 1,500 views by the time I put it out last night. So, and the group's up to over 3,100 members right now.
Yes, you did, Debbie.
So we're still shooting for that 35. But I thought that clue last night was pretty good.
It turned me completely around from where I was leaning after the first clue. After clue number one, I kind of thought it might be in this area or that area.
Good morning,
Tracy.
And then
after getting the second clue, it has completely taken me away from where I initially thought.
Well, you know, I just wanted, I mean, I thought it was a good time last night to do it. It'd give plenty of people time to kind of think about it and that kind of thing. And, you know, so, well, both clues are on this page, Hazel.
Rodney's wanting another one. Good morning, Gina.
Yeah, they're both here. So, good morning, Gina. Yeah, they're both up above us, above this video. No, below it. I'm sorry. If we're up at the top, yeah, they're below this video. You just got to scroll down a little bit and you'll see them. Look there. By the way, Ken, giving good clues north of Bruton. Oh, Lord. I would,
I find myself oftentimes.
I mean, I want to comment, but I'm not just because, but I can tell you that's, if, you know, everybody's got their own opinion. Let me just say that.
I find myself, wanting to read too much into the clue sometimes. I know you're a big thinker. Like, I've been around you for several years and I kind of claim to know how your mind works a little bit. And I get myself turned around real quick trying to decipher, interpret, and then use the reverse of that.
Yeah.
So I go in circles.
You got to see that mind at work one day when I spoke to somebody in Montgomery, Alabama. I think you were driving somewhere.
I was. I was actually driving to Gordo, Alabama. I sure was.
If I could have got my hands on that guy, I started to call my brother and tell him to go over there and jump on him.
If I could have had some video, because I know how your facial expressions get when you get to that point, and I'm certainly not taking humor when you're upset, but I was going through Tuscaloosa.
I started to call my brother and tell him to go over there and go in the front door of that place and ask for that guy and tell him he had a bone to pick with him as soon as he walked down there.
He done got you upset, hadn't he?
That guy had me fired up. I can't lie.
How'd he talk to you?
I can tell you this. Hazel, big thinker is what comes to mind when he thinks. Well, Hayes, listen, man, you know, we only can do what we can do when we can do it.
That's it.
That's all we can do. So, the clues are on this page below us. They're wrote out in a video from Saturday night, and they're wrote out from a post last night. And, Hayes, though, is my hero, if I'm being honest.
He's everybody's hero.
He's my hero. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, if there will never be anybody or anything that could ever top what it was his house, what we all did there. So,
good morning, Miss C.
Yeah, there's
he'll always Ms. be Jenny. Known here, though, as Jennifer's little brother.
Well, yeah.
But he has kind of gotten out now in Salt Lake City, established his own identity, and certainly... still consider him a great friend.
Oh yeah,
Hazel.
Yeah. Hey man, I try to come across that way sometime, Hazel. You know how it is. I mean, we can't all make 1600s on SATs and 36s on ACTs, and you know, move out to the Midwest out there, and
some of us couldn't make it if we took it three times.
Right.
And added it up.
Right. I mean, you know, so. All of us can't be Hazel, that's for sure. Good morning, Charlene and Raymond Wiggins. Good morning to you. But yeah, so there'll be another clue out soon. I feel quite sure if nobody jumps up and finds the stash. Who is Hazel? I don't know. Who is Hazel?
Sounds like a 31 for 31.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you, that'd be a good one. That would be a good one with that guy. There's a story to tell there that would, I mean, I'm sure the statute of limitations is out on some of that stuff now.
You'd hope.
I would think so.
That might be a fair question. Did you get Ms. Miller's question?
I saw it. Yeah, I was asked that same question last night, and I'm gonna give you the same answer I gave last night, and it's on.
Because I've wondered this myself.
The person that finds it, when they find it, they'll know it.
Okay.
They'll know it. So, I mean,
okay.
I don't have to tell you what it's in, because when you find it, you'll know you found it.
Okay.
I mean, you know, and I'm not trying to be like dodging a question. I'm just saying that, I mean, it's one of those things where when you find it, you're going to know that you found it. Again, I want to say this as well, PG-13. I want to say this as well. Still, if you're an individual, I said this in the title of this video. If you're an individual, if you're a business, locally, Bruton, Evergreen, Monroeville, Atmore, Fulmington, wherever, you can participate in this if you'd like to. It's seems to be a big event going on. Seems to be a lot of people involved. And if you'd like to participate, we've got a page full of participants already, and we would love to have some more. I'd love to see this pot get up $4,000 or $5,000.
I think it will.
I'd love to, you know, so
it doubled in 2 days.
Yeah. Daylight hours would be great for the next clue. So I don't sleep with my car keys.
Well, once again, reports of people out and about first thing this morning appearing to be looking for the dash for cash prize.
Yeah, Dwayne King. Good morning to you, Dwayne. Yeah, and like I said, you'll know it. If you get up on it, if you come up on it, you will know that you're on it. I mean, that, you know, that says it all. So, sleeping with car keys, that's good. You know, I thought, though, that maybe by doing it last night, it may give people last night to really sit down and map out a strategy, you know, that kind of thing.
And I think the thing that I've been most impressed with your clues, and I've been very impressed with the two clues, is how it's taken me in two completely, totally different directions. That's good.
Well, I mean,
after clue number one, I had it narrowed down to about three different spots that I thought it would be. And I'm convinced now after clue number two that there's no way it's in any of those three spots.
Well, it, you know, like I said, they were made to point people in a direction. Let me say that.
Yeah.
But now what direction that is remains to be seen. And I'm not going to lie, that's probably true what she just said.
Do you see what Hazel just put up? I guess he knows the golf course has been closed down for 10 years now.
Probably.
It's tough enough as it is, Hazel. It's tough enough as it is. And I've seen your swing, by the way, pal.
I'm going to tell you this, Hazel. The next time you get down here, if you don't get in touch with myself or DJ, and let's all go out to lunch or dinner or something, I'm going to be upset. I'd love to go sit down with Hazel for about an hour and a half and listen to some of his anecdotes. Wouldn't you?
That would be a lot of fun. Of course, I can't get past the fact that I'm getting to have lunch with Trevor
today.
Well,
I was going to say, you got a...
And you know why I'm getting to have lunch with Trevor?
Why?
Because of this show.
Really?
This show has helped us reconnect. You know, seeing Debbie on here, once again, that's what I love about it. We've talked about it before. It just turns into a big old family reunion.
Big
literally
family reunion.
And otherwise.
Sure it does.
I love it.
Sure it does.
I would not be having lunch with Trevor today had it not been for this program. And for that, I'm thankful.
Yeah. So, you know, don't slip up and give it up. Oh, I'm not. I can assure you of that. I'm not going to slip up at all.
$2,100.
$2,100. That's right. So, he's headed to D.C. tomorrow for a round of golf.
So, he's just a traveler. That's what Hayes does. He just travels. New York yesterday, right?
I guess.
Was he in New York yesterday?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm not sure what Hazel does.
He travels.
He looks like he does a lot.
You ought to come down and play at Tanglewood. Boo Weekly says it's his favorite course in the world.
That's right.
He said it right here.
He did. That's a fact.
Not Augusta.
We might could get.
Not Pebble Beach.
We might could get you hooked up to play around with Boo.
Tanglewood.
Hazel.
That back nine's tight.
How about that? You think he would like that?
Yeah, he would love it.
I don't know how much Boo would like it. but you know, I mean, I think we could probably set that up. I'm ready to go down like we told Boo and go down and do a show from down there while Boo's back behind us casting the net.
That'd be good.
Throwing that net. He loves to do all that kind of stuff.
That would be good.
So, yeah, burger joint. I tell you what, I am looking forward to Tuesday morning.
Now, what's the name of it again? It's called the Burger Shack?
The Burger Shack.
And it's there where the
old Donut Delight was at.
And the old Carbon Sonic Chicken.
The
Sonic. I call it the Sonic.
I call it the Sonic.
The Sonic.
That's what it is to me, okay? But that's where it's at. And I'm going to tell you, Adam and Stephanie shot me the pics of the menu. And I'll post them up on this page here in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Where people can see it. And y'all need to go check that out. Because I can guarantee you, if it's as good as what... And Adam, let me tell you this. Adam won't tell you anything's good unless it's good.
Yeah.
Nah, I promise you. You know, this guy's been cooking 30 plus years.
I'm going to check him out.
You know, he knows.
Jim bagging in. Good morning, Jim.
Full pads.
No, sir. That ain't happening, Baggett. That ain't happening. Good morning, Jonna.
Good morning, Jonna. Yeah, I love Jonna's videos of her child.
Have you seen the most recent one?
I love
Wonder
it.
Woman. Have you seen the one Wonder Woman?
I love it.
Three of the views are mine, Jonna.
I'm going to tell you.
That kid puts a smile on my
15
face.
15 of them are mine.
That kid.
I watched that last one last night, probably 12 times.
She makes me smile.
And she's cried.
Happy kid.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I do. That was hilarious.
Good morning, Pam.
Yeah, it'll always be the Sonic. I mean, it just, you know, look at Hot Rod, talking about the old arcade.
Old arcade.
Was that an arcade? I guess maybe it was. The old arcade to me was up here by Revco.
Yeah.
Where Jalisco's and all that is, it used to be an alley.
That's right.
Right through there, and you walked down between there, and there was a arcade, dimly lit.
Yep.
Pool tables. I'll never forget, they had the Journey arcade game that you could play, and it was a nickel. You put a nickel in to play it.
I was never very good at the arcade games. Everybody had the pattern, like on Pac-Man, and I was just never very good at any of them.
I'm terrible at all of them. Now, I will say this. I would set up on Atari and play Pac-Man all night long. All night long.
I would say my best arcade game.
I love Pac-Man.
Jungle Man or Jungle King.
Jungle Hunt.
Yeah, that was my best one. That's what I was best at, but I still was
where
not
the
dude, a...
Where the dudes jumping vines, from the vines, vine to vine. Yeah. That was good. I'll tell you another. Now, my wife has been wanting me for years, and I've actually hunted for years and found one time in New Hampshire, but it was going to cost so much to get it. She wants the old school set in pole position.
Yeah.
Game. Uh-huh. Where you get in, you sit down, you got the, you know, the gas, the brake, the gears, and all the sound all the way around you. That's what she wants. Everybody knows we're container. That's right.
Now that's pretty creative there. JT doesn't get many. You see his little post there? Frogger.
Hey.
What was everybody's favorite arcade game? True arcade game.
Frogger was a great game, Frogger JT. Was a good game. I'll tell you that.
Was it a Dig Dug? Dig Dug?
Dig Dug was good.
Yeah, I'd play that a little bit.
Pitfall. That was Jay Will Pitfall. Coming in with Pitfall. It. Pitfall. Pitfall. That's right, Jay Will.
Pitfall.
Look at that.
Pitfall.
Jay Will coming in with it again.
Pitfall.
How about that? Give Jay Will a credit on that one. Hey, I miss seeing that bowling alley over there as well. You know, a lot of people grew up bowling over there. I miss, now don't get me wrong, I mean it.
Donkey Kong.
The Mural Park is good down
there's
there.
There's at least a Donkey Kong. Centipede. Yeah. Tetris.
Asteroids.
Space Invaders.
Another great one. The Elvira pinball machine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
The goddess, whatever she dressed in black.
I mean, she told all the horror stories.
Yeah.
You know? Galaga. There you go, Manasco. Miss Pac-Man. That's a good one, Kelly. The kangaroo game at Dr. Peter's office.
The old Lord.
Wow. Yeah. How do you get this money to us? You can mail it to... won't you mail it just attention to me to 2227? I'll message you, Hayes, and tell you where to send it to.
Was there really, and like I said, I wasn't very good at any of them, but you always heard people talk about on Pac-Man, the different screens, there was a pattern that you could take with Pac-Man and the little whatevers were going to do what they were going to do. Is that indeed true? Was there really patterns based on what screen you're on? Or did you ever hear that? Have you ever told that?
I heard it a lot. I can tell you that I never, if there was a pattern, as much as I played it, I would have said I would have found it. And I never found a pattern. Now, you could kind of pattern up the ghost a little bit on the first level or two.
Yeah.
But after that, they came out so fast and furious. Yeah. I mean, it really wasn't, you know. So, you know, that's just, you know, crazy like that. But I'll do that, Wheezy. Venmo.
See, I've been hearing about this Fortnite Booker just posted.
I don't know anything about it. But I can tell you this, if it, have you seen like new video games?
Not really.
Well, I haven't. Just go on YouTube and type in Fortnite.
Okay.
And I'm telling you that this stuff doesn't look like Pac-Man or Galaga or Asteroids or Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong's a classic. Frogger. Qbert.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those are classic arcade games. They don't look like that.
But weren't the old ones better?
I thought they were.
I don't know how you could improve upon that.
Well, they have. I mean, as far as the graphics and that kind of thing. Oh, yeah. The Holodome Arcade at the old Holiday Inn in Navarre.
So are Krispy Kremes, Booker. So are Krispy Kremes.
Yes. Fortnite. They are obsessed. I need to check this out. It's supposed to be a phenomenon.
I don't know anything about it.
I don't either. Michael Cozy, good morning to you. Brandon Swain, Stan Whitehead. I need to check that out. Look at that.
That was Pong.
That was Pong.
Pong, yeah. Pong. You know, I will go back. That's the old Atari 2600 days. And that was a pretty tough game. Pong.
What was Atari 2600? Defender? Breakout's the one where the ball come down and you had to break out all
breakout,
the stuff.
Breakout, that's what I was trying to get. Remember Tank?
Tank.
And I remember the cartridge, it just had to cross Tank. I'm going to play a game of Tank.
How about the old tennis game that was on there? You know, where the little, they had a little character on each.
When you use the paddle?
Look at that. Just bought a remake Atari with 500 of the old games in it. Good Lord. I didn't know they could do that kind of thing.
I didn't either. Now, I will tell you what I did like on Nintendo. RBI 2, I thought was a great, great baseball game.
I'm going to tell you
I'd take the St. Louis Cardinals, and I could carve you up.
I'm going to tell you when I think the game changed was when Tecmo Bowl came out.
Yeah,
that's when the game changed, because here's the deal. If you played Tecmo Bowl, if you didn't get the Oakland Raiders, you were so mad because you had Bo Jackson and Tim Brown catching the ball.
Yeah.
And you were just guaranteed. The only team I know that could compete with them was the 49ers.
Well, see, I like the Giants. I'd take Lawrence Taylor. He was disruptive, plus he could block down all the extra points.
He could, but
I love the Giants.
But they couldn't. Nobody could catch Bo Jackson.
No, you couldn't catch Bo. You just had to call his play and then just run to the ball.
That's right.
They only gave him one play. Because they'd given him two, then it would have been completely unfair. They gave him one play. Right. Marcus Allen had the other running play.
That's right. He had the other running play.
And he was good, but yeah.
He was.
They gave Bo one play.
And wasn't Denver pretty good?
Denver was good, yeah. Yeah. Denver was good.
Denver was Elway and what's his name?
Yeah.
The Bears were good.
And of course, on the 49ers, you had Montana, but you also had Ronnie Lott on defense that you could control. And he was tough. But Lawrence Taylor, I'm telling you, was a matchup problem.
Well, you had Montana, but you had Jerry Rice he was throwing to.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think that's when the game changed.
Yeah.
So, you know.
The thing that was cool about it, about a Tecmo Bowl, is like you could play a season. You could take a team and you could play a season. Of course, it'd keep all the stats. And then, of course, as you started getting towards the end of the season, the games got a little bit tougher. The computer would get a little bit better.
That's right.
And you get in the playoffs, and it would be, it was fun. Yeah, that was a good game.
And guess what else about those video games? I'm going to tell you something about those video games that a lot of people may or may not know. How many people, after playing one of those video games, went and took a gun and did something stupid?
I don't remember anybody.
I don't either.
I don't remember anybody. That's a good point.
I don't either.
Tell me this, since you're the tech guy, how come at different times and everybody had this experience with Nintendo, when the game was getting towards the end of its life expectancy and was about to just not be useful anymore, how could you take it and blow in it and get another play out of it?
Because it wasn't useful. It was the contacts in the cartridge itself that weren't making connection when you pushed it in into the Nintendo. You're blowing the dust off.
Okay, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you'd have took a Q-tip and alcohol on it and went down both sides up and on the top and under, it would have cleaned it up and would have been perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duck Hunt was a good one as well.
Duck Hunt was a great one. Classic.
Atari Pong. Yeah. That Atari Pong was a rough game. Yeah, man.
That was rough.
That was a rough game.
I'm gonna tell you something. I threw a paddle.
Rough game
playing Pong. It was rough.
But I think that might have been actually invented in one of the computer science classes here in high school, maybe.
It may have been.
I mean, it was pretty impressive for its time, but pretty basic when you look back on it.
It was, but it was a classic game.
Oh.
And like I said, video games back then were made to be just what they were, which was video games.
You know, since we're kind of taking a step back into yesteryear, and I've already mentioned, so looking forward to having a lunch with Trevor today.
I would be too.
Do you, you're welcome to join us if you'd like. You know, he was a big breakdancer. He was a great breakdancer.
You know, it seems like I remember that.
When I was in school at T.R. Miller, each school year got started off with an opening assembly. The SGA was responsible for putting it together, and it would be a series of skits or maybe one big skit. And it was kind of an orientation, welcome back to school type thing. It was usually at 9 o'clock in the morning, the first day of school. And I remember when Trevor was a senior, it was the theme of the program was breaking in a new year. Of course, break dancing was the hot thing of the day.
Was the thing.
And they had several guys up there from the school that could do it, and Trevor was one of them. So I got out there and
did it all. I remember that.
I'm going to see if he wants to do an encore performance, maybe.
I'm not even going to comment on that one at all.
Yeah, but it wasn't foolproof. I can attest to you that it was not foolproof.
Some were.
Mine wasn't.
Some were.
I got caught up. Never mind.
Some were.
I will.
I'll tell you what else you didn't need to do when you're in the middle school. And I'm not going to point fingers at anybody here. But sixth grade was probably not the time to start up a pirate radio station. I mean,
you think?
I mean, you know.
So the FCC will visit 12-year-olds?
Oh, they will. I can assure you they will. If Coach Cotton was here, I'd have him come sit right here and tell that story.
Yeah.
But, ooh. Yeah, that was not a good thing. Mr. Microphone.
Good morning, pup.
The worst gift I was ever given was a Mr. Microphone.
Well, we might not be here today had you not gotten it.
Well, maybe not, but
Microphone was a great item at the time. That was a cool
fantastic
deal.
The problem is that an idiot like me wants to say, well, hey, if this thing will do this on this radio, I ought to be able to do this on all the radios.
And you could.
So I went to rewiring and building amplifiers and putting up antennas.
And the rest is SEC history.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say anything else.
Your statute of limitations may not be.
I don't know. But, you know, that was long about the time that the mid-80s, you know, when the there was a lot of real... how would I say it? Explicit lyric music was out. And needless to say,
it's not.
A certain DJ that I know thought it was a good idea to do that stupid stuff. So anyway, clues forthcoming. Maybe tonight. Who knows?
Two are down.
Maybe later on today. I don't know.
Two are out there. Let me ask you this, and you may not be able to speak to this, may not want to speak to this, and that's fine.
Okay.
On the two clues that are out there, do you think it's findable at this point? I know it's obviously findable, but...
I think it was findable off the first clue. Okay. But I mean, yeah, I think it's findable. You're going to have to do some thinking. Good morning, Miss Tammy Perry. You have to do some thinking. There's Pup in as well. And, you know, a lot of that. But, you know, they, yeah, I do remember that, JT. So, you know, how about that? Ben Fega says he's got a 1982 ColecoVision.
Now, that's
old school.
That is old school. Yes, it is.
Remember back in the back of the old Kmart? They had those ColecoVision, yeah, Activision, yep, Atari, had them all sitting right there next to each other. Yep. So
ColecoVision.
Yeah.
He and Stan Lowe spent many hours playing that, I can assure you.
DJ was bench rolling those things.
But I wasn't the only one.
But yeah, so I think they can. I think they can find it can be found off of two. I think it's probably going to be more later on, just simply because that's just my line of thinking. But I mean, maybe not. It may be today. I mean,
and that's fine if it is.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. I mean, I hope it is. You know, like I said, we're going to have a winner. It's not a question. We're going to have a winner. We are going to have a winner. There will be a winner. So, you know, JT is convinced he's north.
North. He wants it north.
I don't. Okay. I mean, like North Pole. Oh, Eastlands. Man, we're getting all back in the day right now. I mean, good Lord. Next thing we were talking about was tree torns and
Docksiders. Docksiders. Docksiders was the footwear of the day.
And what was it when they first come out? The Roos? Kangaroos?
Yeah.
Parachute pants. Mike McIntyre, good morning to you, Mike. All right, DJ, I tell you, it's been a good morning here this morning.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun once again, and certainly appreciate everybody that came in and spent some time with us. Two clues out there, $2,100 on the line, along with a cheesecake and a dozen cake pops, courtesy of Adam Manasco and Paula Pettis. So get the clues, start putting the riddles together, untangling the web, and go find that money. And of course, be looking for clue number three, as it will be released at some point, sometime.
You can't ever tell.
On the page.
You gotta stay. You gotta keep it up. Keep sharing and liking the video. I'll put out a clue. But then we gotta get some views. We gotta get some members of the group.
Trevor Youngblood is gonna be in town today. If anybody wants to see him, I'm sure he'll be signing some papers as well, some autographs. Contact me and you can have lunch with us. We'd love to have all of you. For Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet, this has been Drive Time. See y'all tomorrow.
Historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.